Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, welcome. Hey, this is The Buzz, Studio W, The Buzz, your global radio network. And now it's time for that show, the ones you've been waiting for. That's Ms. CeCe's Kitchen. Hey, I see Ms. CeCe right there. Hey, what's going on, Ms. CeCe?
Hey, how are you?
I am, you know what? I'm over the moon.
I am over the moon.
I am so excited.
Why? What's going on?
My baby. Oh my God. My daughter, she's here in studio with me tonight visiting. And oh my God, she's the most beautiful girl in the world. My daughter. She is.
That's awesome. Hi, Nikki.
Hey, Nikki. She's not on. Hey, Nick, come over and grab a headphone and say hi to Miss CeCe. Oh, she's, we didn't expect you to invite her to say hi, but anyway, Nick, come on. Okay. Oh my goodness. Now, you know, that's Nikki B. Nikki B has her own thing going on, you know, on, TikTok, also YouTube. Let me, just turn on the mic for you, Nick.
Oh, wow.
Hey. Okay, that blue mic over there, Nick. This is my firstborn, the love of my life. Just absolutely, extend your trap heart there so it won't fall. Okay.
Here? Check.
Yeah, right there. Okay.
Okay.
Let it out a little bit.
Oh, let it out.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, Nikki B, you never met her.
I haven't.
Hello.
Hi, Nikki. I'm saying hi, Nikki, because I have a Nikki too.
Oh, she can't hear. Let me turn up her. Hold on 1 second. Okay. Let me know if you can hear, Nick.
Hello.
Okay. Hold on 1 second. Okay. We got something going on.
And Miss Victoria is having a little technical problem, so we just kind of.
Oh, that's good then. Nick, can you hear now?
Right now? Oh, hello.
Hi, Nikki. In the blue. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I was saying to your dad, I said, I have a Nikki too.
Oh, okay.
And we've been calling her Miss Jazzy since she was 5 years old.
Okay.
She's been singing us. We've been singing each other to sleep since that time. How about that?
Right.
There
okay.
She is, Miss Moody. Hi, sweetie.
I love it.
Yeah.
I'm talking to WB's daughter, Nikki. I was telling his daughter, I have a Nikki too.
Awesome.
You know, her computer, as a matter of fact, I should switch seats because I have my mic off. Because right now I'm in a sweatshirt and a cap and stuff like that. And I don't know how much time she wants to spend with you. Or you would allow her to be with you guys. But she's a few decades younger.
That would be awesome. How about that? We've got some things to talk about, Miss Nikki. And we're going to talk about what women hate about men. I know you can roll with us today. I know you can.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Absolutely.
I tell you what, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to I'm going to switch seats with Nikki right now. Okay.
Yeah.
This is impromptu. And Ms. CeCe, thank you so much for inviting her on. And Miss Victoria.
Spontaneous. Come on in.
She's definitely spontaneous. I think she definitely has a lot to say. So yeah. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to get off the, I'm going to switch seats for a second. And why don't you, Miss Victoria, speak for a little bit and I'll have Nikki, switch seats with me. Okay.
That'd be perfect.
Her face is a lot prettier. Believe that.
Well, I'm sure. Hello.
You didn't have to go there.
Well, you set yourself up for it.
Well, I don't care. I love setting myself up. You know I love controversy. I love all this kind of stuff.
This is
live radio. Oh, my.
Yes.
So you and Miss Victoria, you guys go and chat for a little bit. How about that?
Yes.
All right.
Well,
hey.
Listen, I just want to do my introductory, folks. Those of you who are listening, come on aboard. This is Miss CeCe's Kitchen, Real Talk Global Radio Network. This is where we stir up controversial issues, the good, bad, and the ugly, and we're not afraid to address nothing. Hello. And so we're going to be, like I said, we're spontaneous. I don't like to do sessions and series. This is just, you know, we just come in, and my word is we come in, and that's a country word, jaw jacking, okay? We just doing some talking. Miss Moody, how are you, darling?
I am well. I am well. So glad to be back in Miss CeCe's kitchen.
Oh, come on, honey. Listen, we've been, it's amazing when I've got something on my mind. And when I have something on my mind, it's hard for me to sleep. And that's been one of my problems. And it kind of wears my immune system down. But I had to tackle this early this morning. But we're going to get into it. Last week, we talked about the things that men hate about women. And we went into some things, and Miss Moody was on a mission last week, and I thank God for her. We were on a mission, and so William, Nikki, your dad filled in for us, which he always want to come in anyway.
Oh, him. See, no. I was forced into it. I was kidnapped. I was kidnapped.
You feel bad if I don't ask you, so don't start.
I was kidnapped. Look at Nikki will be joining us. She's about 5 seconds away from us. No, Victoria, thank you for being back. Because see, what I had planned on doing, like doing your show, Miss CeCe's Kitchen. Generally, what I do, I would, get the program started, and then I would go out into another location and listen to what the audience hears, right? Mm-hmm. And she says, no, you're going to stay right here today. I was forced mm-hmm. into it, you know.
I didn't tell you like that.
No, it was sort of like that Florida governor did to those immigrants, you know. Yeah. I was.
You better tell the truth and shame the devil. You better stop.
Oh, this is too good. I'm going to get out of the way right now. I'm gonna leave things as they are. Okay.
Alrighty then.
Okay, and then we're going to turn on the camera. And, hey, joining you guys is Nikki B. Okay, hold on one second.
Come on in, Nikki B. Come on. But last week we were talking about the things that men hate about women. And I couldn't really very well separate it because it does parallel. And I'm stop using the word I think it should be. Hi, Nikki, pretty girl.
Hi.
Oh, she is much prettier than you, William. Hello.
Hold on. Let me get these things right. She said I am much prettier than you.
Yes, well, she is. That's right. That's right. But anyway, welcome.
I don't know what she's trying to talk about.
Well, don't get testy now. You don't have your mic on. Come on now. Don't get testy. You know she's prettier than you.
She said don't get testy.
That's what I said.
She said don't get testy. I think you get testy.
Testy?
Come on, Nikki. Get him, girl. You get him. He getting testy.
Don't get testy. Okay. I'm going to get him.
Oh, girl. Thank you.
Listen, if y'all can't get him, I'm going to get him.
I know you will. But
my baby
can't
be turning on me.
Daddy, you getting tested.
Goodbye, William.
You still tested, Daddy.
I'm going to change.
You tested.
I'm always testing.
Okay.
Goodbye, William. Go out and listen to us on the patio.
And I love you.
I love you.
And we'll talk to you later.
That's right. Thank you. You said it so sweet. But listen, Miss Nikki, thank you so much for being spontaneous with
thank
us. And
you.
This is like really, I really believe in divine plans that God has for us, you know.
Yes.
And so it's just so befitting because we're talking about today, we are talking about what women hate about men. Wow. Okay. And one thing you're going to find about Miss CeCe, Nikki, I don't hold nothing. Okay. Been through this life many years, and I know Miss Moody has too, and we've seen a lot of things, and I know in your young years, because I know you're younger than me, that we've all experienced some things that were very, very distasteful to us. And the reason why we're bringing it in the kitchen so we can stir up the pot, you see, and so the people can get some act right on the possible change, and so that we can form better relationships with each other, form better relationships within relationships of people who are aspiring to have somebody in their lives. We got to do a whole lot of switching up and changing because the old way statistically is just not working. You have so many who come, I want to, shoulda, coulda, woulda, I want to be married, I want to have this man, I want to do this, but don't know how, okay, to be a befitting partner, a wife, okay, or to be a man that she requires in her life without the tug of war and without the fighting. So we're in the kitchen to kind of stir this up, and I don't care how old we are, and many of us, we're up in age, you know, but we've seen a lot of things, been through a lot of things, and we just, there's just some things I know as a woman, and you may not agree, but we're going to have to agree to disagree. I'm not just not going to put up with, okay? Just because they wearing a suit and a pair of pants and Stacey Adams, come on now, all right? Just because they walking in and they calling them Mister, and I'm going to go to the color purple. I don't call nobody Mister, not like that, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to make some of y'all laugh. You put your hands on me, you're going to have something coming back on you. Okay, we'll just leave it like there. And for all you saved folks are so heavenly minded, no earthly good, you might want to, if it's going to bother you, I don't think, maybe you might not want to stay, okay? Because we're going to deal with it. I mean, women have been through some things in and out of the church. And so, and some women are still going through with it in the church. And I'll share this, and I'm going to turn it over to Miss Victoria to go ahead and give her a little opening. What happens is when you have people, and I deal with the church because I've been in the church for many years and seen many things, and then to parallel it with our secular lives, I've seen where people do the hypocrite thing, where they come and make things look like it's all A-okay. And they've suffered and endured some things. I've had one case I'll share with you where the young lady was left home in the closet, just been beat by the deacon, okay? And the deacon went to church and told the folks that she was sick. Didn't know he locked her in the corner and just beat her up before he did that. But then they said, oh, well, we'll just pray for her. But how people ignore the signs. Now, let me pull up my little notes here because I want us to talk about, Miss Victoria, what you got to say, girl, before we go into it?
I just have to say
this. I can hardly hear you, hon.
Can you hear me now?
A little bit better. Let me go ahead.
Okay. Try again. Can you hear me now?
Yes. Thank you. A little better.
Yes. I can hear you.
Okay. Awesome. It's been some, they've been doing some work on the system here where I live and comes in and out. But, it's time for everybody to really just come together and just tell the truth about the matter. I think the truth will truly, according to the word, it will make us free.
That's
it. Will make us free. Mm-hmm. If, you know, relationships are very delicate things. We go through them too quickly. We go too fast. Mm-hmm. We just look in one direction instead of looking in all, in at every aspect of our lives and mm-hmm. interact. We have to be very mindful of what's going on and be able to identify our feelings.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And when you begin to learn how to identify how you really feel, not what people tell you how you should feel, but how you really feel, then we'll be able to make, be able to better decisions in our choosing.
I love that. Make a better decision in our choosing. I don't know if anybody's heard this cliche or statement that my picker is wrong, so I won't do the picking. Because a lot of times we do the picking based on what he looked like on the outside. Come on now, with wavy hair. He looked good, got those biceps and triceps, and he dressed up and smelling good, but the insides could be all jacked up, okay? The mental capacity could be all messed up when it comes to how to treat a woman. Nikki, what do you say about that?
This is what I will say, and I'm spiritual, mm-hmm. meaning, you know, mm-hmm. I believe in a lot mm-hmm. of things, but in my heart, I still believe in God. Mm-hmm. And I believe in some of the scripture. Mm-hmm. And one of them says, when he finds a good woman, he finds a good thing. Mm-hmm. I believe in that, in a sense mm-hmm. that what happens with a lot of us, and I'm talking about my sisters, we become the ones who are searching for the good one. And it's all out of line.
That's right.
We not supposed to be the one that's finding the good thing. They supposed to be finding us. And I feel like when it's out of line, that's when we come across the wrong man. We don't realize that's the wrong man. And unfortunately, we don't realize that's the wrong man till we 2-3 babies in.
Woo! Nikki, wait a minute. Before you go in, hun, because we know we just jaw-jacking in the kitchen, girl. Well, I know you're
just saying.
I'm just
saying, this ain't deep. This ain't
you
deep.
You know, this right here, and then, too, I don't know if you all have seen where women get on their knees and propose to the man.
Hold on. Wait a minute. I know somebody who actually did that.
Come on.
No. I'm cool with her. I'm still cool with her to this day.
Right.
I know somebody who did that. She's my friend. I still love her. I don't agree with what she did. She did it. They still married.
But that is...
But I don't agree with it. I do not...
But let me tell you what happened in most cases. When a woman does that, the first thing he tells her, and I've known this to happen, when she gets on her knees and proposes to him, is because he didn't do it, that leads him a way out to divorce her and walk away from her quite quickly, because they know how it's supposed to go. That leads him to say, well, you proposed to me, and that was backwards. And I was in a moment at the time, okay?
Yeah.
So that, to me, is a no-no when a woman... What she's done to me is she has let down her standards as the favored of God. You know, I believe in the word of God. She is the favored. She is the prize, okay? And we are selling ourselves short, and it is a travesty. Now, I do want to go over some of these notes here. I mean, this is good. And we're going to do improv. Nikki, y'all just jump in because Miss Cece can talk, okay? So y'all just say, Miss Cece, I want to say something. Please do, because I will step back. Because I can hold the whole shebang, okay?
Okay.
And be done, and be done with it, okay? But things are so off balance when it comes to how God intended for it to go. And today, and y'all could jump in anytime, women are on the hunt instead of men being on the hunt.
Mm-hmm.
We out there hunting, and what we doing, and remember Miss Victoria, we talked the last time, and we said, for them to put some clothes on, because they out in the hunt naked, okay? You might as well be naked with the lace on. What you hiding? You ain't hiding nothing, okay? And I'm looking at Holly Weird, I'll say that. The women have demoralized themselves to the point where there's nothing left to the imagination, okay? And so therefore, the men sell you cheap. It's almost like they might as well put you on the auction block, okay? And sell you like okay, it's going to get real serious with this word. I'm not trying to offend anybody, but then maybe I should. A slave hoe. Say on. Miss Sims.
Wait a minute. Okay.
That's exactly right. Because let me tell you something. They don't have respect for you, not like you should have.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so therefore, you're being sold to the highest bidder. Victoria, you said something last time. Get yourself off the for sale rack. And me and Mr. WB, I told him, get out the bargain bag, okay? You're selling them on the for sale rack. Come on now, for $2.50. And then you get through the grab bag, which is the bargain bag, in the basement. Come on here, and you're selling yourself for 50 cents. Okay?
No, not on clearance.
On clearance.
Now, you know that's serious, okay? And so, you beautiful ladies here, I know you know some women who maybe you've talked to or friends or counseled, Miss Victoria. In your years of living, have you come across anyone who has such low self-esteem that she just accepts anything? Miss Victoria.
It's sad to say there are so many.
Mm-hmm.
They feel hopeless and they define themselves mm-hmm. by the person they're with.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They have no identity without their name. Mm. So they think that it's, and some, what's sad is some of them think it's the will of God that they should just stay there and suffer and silence. But the Bible said, whom the Son set free is free indeed. Mm-hmm. Now, some of these women believe the word of God because the word of God is true, and he that has a wife finds a good thing. Mm-hmm. But just because he finds you, you have a choice to answer, to say yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. There are many that carry the name of the Lord, saying, God sent me to you. But I found out that the wolves and sheep clothing. So you still have a choice. But the thing people, and most women do, they choose the other person instead of choosing themselves. Mm-hmm. If you're with someone who takes away more than they add, it's time to trade in for a better model.
Wow. Wow.
And what that means is you're not going from man to man. But if that person can't add to your life, if that person can't make you feel better about yourself, but all they can do is talk down to you and make you feel worthless. See, they're taking something away and they're not adding to you. Mm-hmm. Because when two become one, you would never tear yourself down. So why would you tear yourself down?
Come on.
When two becomes one, you sow into yourself. Why won't you sow into your wife? If the man is supposed to love the woman like God loves the church, and God was willing to lay down his life, Jesus, God in the flesh, was willing to lay down his life for his church, it sounds like the real man should make sacrifices for his woman.
Girl, listen, they go and run and hide. Let's just lay it on the table. I'm here sipping on my water. Since you said that, Miss Victoria. Mm-hmm. They wouldn't take a bullet. They wouldn't jump in front of a car. A lot of them won't even push out the way. Come on here to save your life. And I'm not saying everybody, because we got some few far and in between. Let's be real. In my 70 years, I have seen some men who are, I'm just going to say, worthless. I'm not saying all of them. I'm saying they're spoiled and worthless. And then they have the nerve to be arrogant. Give me a break. And then they got to walk around with egos. No, I don't think so. Okay, let's just put it on the table. I did a research, and then Nikki, I'm going to have you jump in. Mm-hmm. I did a research on what women don't like about men. And this young lady, her name is Vanya Agamare. And she did this on April 2008. She conducted a survey with about 100 women. Let me open this up so I can read what I'm doing here. With about 100 women who answered questions. They came from different countries, cultures, and they were highly educated or just high school students. The women who participated in this survey came from different races, as I first stated, and religions. The women who participated in the survey were from the age 18 to 61 years of age. I don't know why they left us out anyway. She was amazed with the answers of some of the ones who responded were mundane, and they were such as, I don't like boyfriends or husbands becoming jealous when I talk to other guys, or thought provoking such as women should look pretty all the time. The rigid masculinity notions that they, the vibe that they give off. And so she tried to sum up what women do not like. And this is some of the points that she gave. She said, men give importance to a woman by her body than her mind. They think women don't have intelligence, so they have to look beautiful, to men. What do you think about that, Nikki?
Hold on. I'm sorry. Cause people are asking me, if you notice my head, I was telling, people were asking me, hey, what's going on? How can I tune in? I'm telling them the link to tune in to you right now. So ask me the question one more time, because I was trying to get people to come in to listen to
the
this.
Question. Let me bring it back up. They want to tune in.
Yeah, they want to tune in. That's what I was texting. So I apologize.
Well, tell them. Let me tell you where they can tune in. They can tune in on your dad station.
I told them that. What's the other one? Go ahead.
And my station is, let me go to my station. They can go to www.facebook.com/Cecilia. That's C-E-C-E-L.
Hold on, wait a minute. www.facebook.com. Wait a minute.
Uh-huh. /Cecilia, C-E-C-E-L-I-A .Sims, S-I-M-S.
Hold on, back, wait. You know I'm slow.
That's, no,
backslash. I'm at the backslash.
Backslash Cecilia. I'll spell it for you again. That's C-E-C-E again. Mm-hmm. L-I-A. Mm-hmm. Dot S as in Sam. I. M as in Mary.
God. Wait a minute.
Okay.
Cecilia dot
Sims. S-I.
Okay. S-I.
M,
mm-hmm.
S,
mm-hmm.
And the numeric 70.
70. Listen, uh-huh. My dad all late on it. 70.
Yes.
Oh, my sis April said, oh, I'm on here. Okay.
Okay, great.
All right. Great, great. So she told me she's here.
Okay.
So great. Wonderful.
Your
wonderful
daughter is here.
Oh, well, great, great, great. They can also download on your Apple App Store, Studio.W.
There you go.
Android, Studio W. Website, StudioWBuzz.com.
There you go.
Alexa.
And Alexa. And Alexa.
Right. There you go. There you go.
You good?
You
I got
good.
It, Daddy.
No,
I got
I'm gonna go
it.
Put this.
He didn't listen. He didn't set this in front of me.
but what do? What
so what's
do
your
think
question?
The,
okay.
My question. Let me go back to my question. I sidetracked for a moment.
I know,
to get
right?
People on here. That's all right. That's all right. So she did the survey, and I said men give importance to women's bodies other than their minds, and they think that women don't have intelligence. So they have to look beautiful. What do you think about that?
This is what I'll say, because I agree with her and I agree with you.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why I say that is because I agree with her, because it's men that are just like what she's saying. So she's not lying. That's what it is. I agree with you. There are some good men out here. Mm-hmm. And I've experienced both. So I see both sides of the coin.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So it's kind of...
Yeah, I do.
It's no way that I can say that she's 100% right or that you're 100% right.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It is really...
Well, you know what, Nikki? Let me say this. Statistically...
Okay.
And one of the fields that I'm in is counseling.
Okay.
And the thing that I'm finding out with couples or with singles or with those who are trying to form a relationship, I am finding out that we can be so generic in our thought process and not genuine on what we're really looking for. A lot of people are looking for that eye candy, okay?
I agree.
Because a lot of times you get somebody that looks good and dressed up. We can do that. We put our best foot forward. We can look wonderful, okay? Yeah. But I said the mental stability is what's going to form a solid relationship, okay? Mm-hmm. If you don't have mental stability, if you're always jealous, if you're insecure, okay, and you're always wondering if he's cheating on you, and you bring old issues into the relationship. If he does the same thing, he's mistrusting or he's abusive. But she looked good,
mm-hmm.
and he do too. But they messed up, okay? And so people form in their heads a bad rationale of what they're looking for in a man or a woman. My thing is, and Victoria, I want you to jump in too. My thing is, stop jumping in so quick, because sex is going to last for a hot minute, okay?
Yes, that comes with maturity.
true there.
That comes with maturity. I can't say that that comes with age. You see what I'm saying?
Maturity.
That comes with maturity. That comes with the lessons that you learn, because even as you grow older, if you're constantly hanging with the wrong crowds, you're going to develop the wrong things in your mind about how a relationship works.
Mm-hmm.
Cause it's that's learned why behavior. It's learned behavior. There you go. Cause you will have somebody 50 and 60 years old
and still need to learn
thinking that they a player. You know what I'm saying? And thinking that, okay, I can dress like I'm 20 years old and I can still pull them.
Wow.
You see what I'm saying? That's where you get that from. So I don't always go by, okay, when they get 40 years old and they mature, because you got some immature 40-year-olds that think that they still 20, that think they can still hang out in the club, that think they can still be a player, and now with social media, think they can still do TikToks and Facebook, you know, or Instagram posts or TikTok posts like they 20 years old.
Come on,
dude, me and you the same age. Like, cut it. Stop.
We have some that, with immaturity, you said something very key, and Victoria, that I want you to jump on in. Maturity is key for any relationship. And a lot of times people, they must grow together. See, sometimes in a relationship, it takes work. You're not going to be solid straight off the bat because you got two different personalities that you have to deal with. Now you're talking about those hanging out on TikTok, those and half of them are lying anyway, okay, about how they are. Victoria, unmute your mic and come on in and jump right on in this conversation. What do you feel about just this first statement that I made about the eye candy? Okay, because we might as well call it what it is. Mm-hmm. It's eye candy, and I'm very much a realist when it comes to that. I mean, we can sugarcoat stuff. We can sugarcoat it all day long. But let's just go for the juggler. Because for people to get some act right, they're going to have to face the reality of their truth. You got old men sagging and with one tooth talking about, hey, baby. Okay. Did I say that? Yes, I did. Sagging and talking about, hey, and got their pants hanging down like the young brothers, with the brothers should be pulling their pants up. That's one thing I hate, okay? Victoria, go ahead, because I can keep talking.
Well, what you said about just having eye candy, maturity teaches you that you really cannot judge a book by its cover.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have to, what relationship really is when y'all begin to interact. Mm-hmm. You begin to see who they really are. Mm-hmm. We know we have this thing called self-disclosure. We try to show the best side of ourselves, but we have to quit running out the dollars and running out the cute and try to find out where this person's head is. Because you can have a fine man who is mentally unstable and bipolar, but he's fine, but he just as crazy as a bed bug. You got to dig deeper. Or he got the dollars, he got the car, he's wearing all the right clothes, he's got the nice car, the nice house, but he's verbally and physically abusive. It's time to slow down and pay attention to the details and find out who you're dealing with before you get in with them. And you know what I mean.
I do.
I agree.
Listen, and let me share something with you real quick. I did a research, and we're going to do a sidebar, and this is how we roll it in Miss Cece's kitchen. Extra, read all about it. You know what's going on over there in Britain. And my condolences to the family. But what I'm listening to right now and what I'm looking at right now is so distasteful to my spirit, how you can ostracize. I said perfect secrets. I think I told you that, Miss Victoria, about perfect secrets. I said it's amazing how people will walk into perfection, but their lifestyle, their secrets have been hidden. and how they can dog somebody else out, okay, and walk around like they're perfect. Now, we're going to get back to the relationships, but I need to put this out on Radio Land, okay? Mm-hmm. Like I say, we subject to change the dialogue here, but I have to bring this out. I did a research last night on this family who is, and you all know Meghan and Harry, right? You know mm-hmm. William and Kate, don't you? You know Prince King Charles now, and Carmella, who is the queen consort. If I say it right,
Camilla.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Anyway, that's why I feel about it. Anyway, mm-hmm. okay, I'll just leave it alone.
Yeah. Leave it.
But my yes. thing is this, because of their history, and then when I read how they have even incest when in the family, but it's kept hidden, and then they have cousins that they proclaimed that were dead, and they were kept hidden, and one just died. I think let me because I wrote it down. One died at 67. And another one died at 87. And so I looked at this travesty. I looked at the royal family of Windsor. Let me read this. All of them are related. Listen up, folks. It goes back to Queen Victoria and her husband, Prince Albert. They were first cousins. They shared the same grandfather. They went on to have 9 children together. 1863, son King Edward VII married Queen Alexandra, and they were third cousins. They were both great-grandchildren of King George II. Edward, son of King George V, married Queen Mary, and they were second cousins. You see where I'm going with this? Queen Elizabeth, second cousin to Prince Philip, were actually third cousins. They both have a common great-great-grandmother, Queen Victoria. Queen Elizabeth II is the great-granddaughter of King Edward VII, who was Queen Victoria's son Philip is the great grandson of Queen Victoria's daughter Alice. So it's all in the family. Prince Charles and Lady Diana were 7th cousins. The Duke and Duchess of Cambridge, which is William and Kate, are 11th in order of cousins. And go figure, the one that they talking about and dogging real bad, come to find out that Harry and Meghan are actually distant cousins, the 15th down the line. So this is nothing strange. This is what I'm saying within the royal lineage. However, the lies and the hypocrisy is what gets me. The lies and hypocrisy. How can you stand there and down somebody else? And I'm looking at, my daughter said, Mom, she said, Meghan is supposed to be up in the royal. And the reason why they're jealous of her is because she cannot be controlled.
Okay.
She is going to be her own person, and she will not be controlled, succumb to. And then, too, because she has Afro-American in her now, the lineage in that family, there is more black in that family, okay? I got Britain in me. Y'all better ask somebody. And so I see your hand. My thing is this. You cannot ostracize somebody else without digging in your stuff. You better figure out what's going on before you open up your mouth. And this is, read all about it in Miss Cece's Kitchen. Flow with it. It is what it is. Stop talking about people who is in your lineage. Stop talking about people when your secrets is just as dirty, 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 if not dirtier. Okay? Because you are trying to camouflage and cause pain on Sister Meghan because you can't control her. That's the issue that you have. That's the issue that I'm seeing. And she carries herself more like royalty than all of y'all. So y'all can take that to the bank. Give me a call. 951-228-9980. We'll dialogue. My auntie did the DNA, y'all, and I found out I have Britain blood. Come on here. Mm. So guess what? Somebody up in there is my cousin. Hello.
Listen.
So we are still getting back to today. You better figure out who you're dealing with, because you could be looking at a first cousin. Come on here. You could be looking at a second cousin. Come on here. You could be looking at an uncle. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so, Victoria, you said it right. Do your survey. Do your history. And if people would stop jawjacking and talking about people, you don't know who you're talking to, who you're talking about. And it is such a travesty. Nikki, I saw your hand, and then I'm going to go into this next question. Go ahead.
It's okay.
Did I hit it already?
Because you said a whole lot that needed to be said.
Mm-hmm.
So, listen, I'm here with you.
Okay.
On that. And only thing I'm going to add to that, I'm going to add two things. One, what you're saying about them,
the cousin, the ancestry, go ahead. Yes. I'm just being real.
It's over here. Listen, every presidency, they're all related.
I know.
Trust me. It was nothing big. It was no big secret. The Barack Obama became the president.
Mm-hmm.
It really wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
It was the same thing. Trust me. When you go back on their lineage, he was going to be president. So that's why I'm saying I'm with you on that.
Second, it's all God designed.
They don't understand. This whole thing, all this was going to happen. Whether they thought it was going to happen or not, it was going to happen.
Secondly, it's supposed to happen.
It was supposed
Victoria,
to happen.
What do you have to say? I'm sorry, Nikki. What do you have to say?
No, the second thing is my sister April, she's in the background.
Okay.
And you can bring her up. She's in the back. When I told you earlier, when I said you got to ask me the question again because I was calling people.
Okay.
I really was, because we need to get everybody here to talk about this thing. So April is in the back to say what she has to say on the situation.
Okay.
But yeah.
Well, right now, what I'm going to do, Nikki, we're going to do another showing where I can bring more people on here. And I really believe in going with it. Okay. Now she can make a little statement and I'll read the statement.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. For her right now. But in the future, we can bring more people on as we go. Like, this was like just impromptu on today.
Okay.
But I believe I'm an organized individual. And I believe in bringing people in